Hello, is Neil Marion there?
Yes, who is it?
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. So I'm not selling anything. I'm really conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Sure.
Thank you. I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible. I would really appreciate your time. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
57.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian? Black
white,
or
yeah.
What was that?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
There are aspects I'm dissatisfied with and aspects I'm not, so it's hard to answer that question.
So between dissatisfied and very dissatisfied, or satisfied and dissatisfied?
I would lean more towards dissatisfied than satisfied.
Thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. The first one is public schools.
Public schools, 80.
Moms of Liberty.
0.
Joe Biden.
80.
Woke culture or wokeism.
50, I don't know.
Thank you. The National Education Association or NEA.
I don't know.
Okay. Public school teachers?
80.
Donald Trump?
0.
Charter schools?
50.
The U.S. Department of Education?
50.
Thank you very much. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
And thanks. Would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
I would say it depends on the school.
Okay. But would you say that they... okay, let me see. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is a very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 to 10. How important is it for public schools to prepare students to provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting?
9.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting?
10.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to become more organized and have structure?
8.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to embrace American values and be proud American citizens?
5.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market?
10.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad?
10.
Thank you. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public education, public school education?
Not enough.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
Probably a lot.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I agree.
Would you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. And I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go, so bear with me.
Sure.
Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable.
Agree.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Agree.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable.
That's a strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. First is adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum.
I'd probably support it.
So that would be strongly or somewhat?
I'll go with somewhat.
Thank you. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum's decisions in their school.
Oh, I strongly disagree with that one.
Increasing discipline in schools?
I don't know. I don't know what the discipline is like in school, so it's hard for me to answer that question.
That's fine. We can skip it then. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in schools, libraries they see as pornographic, or books that they believe deal with improperly
I know where you're going. I completely disagree.
Okay. Strongly
we don't want to make that easier.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and equality? Sexuality, I'm
strongly,
sorry.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Some U.S. citizens have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributors and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
I would support it.
Oh, and is that a strongly support or somewhat?
I'll give that a strong support.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each one using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempt to rewrite history not only diminishes the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
I agree. That's a 10.
Thank you. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians.
10.
Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps them prepare to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value.
10.
Thank you. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable.
Agree.
Would you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Strongly agree.
And we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I would consider myself more independent, but right now I wouldn't vote for any Republican.
Okay. So how should I record that? Independent, is it fine?
Sure. Put independent, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household? Do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
I do not.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
In case there are a bunch of these, I have no children.
Okay. Thank you. That was the last one.
Okay.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would consider myself somewhat liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Never.
Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No.
Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that previous question again?
Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Oh, you were asking someone in the household. Okay,
yes,
no.
If you or someone in the household.
Okay, yeah, no. I realized I didn't quite get it when you first asked.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I know it's a bit long. The second one was, is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
And that was the last question. Thank you very much for your patience and your participation.
Sure.
You've been very kind. Have a
You're
wonderful
welcome.
Day or night.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.